Hope everybody had a great Easter. We have released an enhanced app of Sports Business Journal designed to give SBJ subscribers easier access to the stories that help you stay informed. The app is free to download, but requires a subscription to log in and access content. Download the latest version from the Apple App Store today. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, April 1st. Good morning, I'm Abe Matcor. This will be an abbreviated Buzzcast the day after Easter. But what a night for women's college basketball tonight, Monday. I am supposed to play tennis after work, but I'm going to have to cut it short. I will need to be home by 7 o'clock. That's the first game, Iowa-LSU. But what a great night. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Juju Watkins, Paige Beckers, all of them playing tonight, number one seed Iowa, number three seed LSU, in a rematch of last year's national championship. Then comes USC, UConn. I was texting with somebody in the business on Sunday trying to get their prediction for a possible viewership. They went big. They went into the 9 million viewer range. My colleague Austin Karp is not prepared to go that high. Caitlin Clark's games have been averaging, not been averaging, but a high of about 5 million viewers. Getting to 8 or 9 million viewers would show the impact that women's college basketball is having right now nationally. This will be a very big number, but does it get into that 8.5 to 9 million viewers? We will have to see how close the game is and when the numbers come in later this week. Meanwhile, the WNBA is looking to build off this momentum in college women's basketball as it launched a new campaign centered around the upcoming WNBA draft class that will look to convert college basketball fans into fans of the W. The new campaign is called Welcome to the W. It debuted Friday on ESPN during the women's tournament. And again, it's an attempt to drum up excitement and awareness for this year's much-anticipated draft class, headline, of course, by Caitlin Clark. The WNBA is collaborating with Wieden and Kennedy on the effort. Let's stay with women's sports. Thousands of fans were in line to get into PayPal Park outside of San Jose hours before Bay FC was scheduled to play its first home game on Saturday night. Bay FC, the new NWSL team in the Bay Area, and 18,000 people in total came out as women's pro soccer returned to the Bay Area after a 14-year hiatus. There was such interest. There were lines of people waiting to get into the stadium, lines of people going down the street before they even opened their gates, and such energy and momentum around the NWSL, and you're seeing it at Bay FC. Meanwhile, Sixth Street, that's the club's lead investor, has signed on as founding kit sponsor. The Sixth Street brand will appear on the back of the players' kits during this inaugural 2024 season. Certainly a non-traditional sponsorship by Sixth Street getting their brand on the kits. Let's move on to two other items today. First, F1 owner Liberty Media has finalized its purchase of the MotoGP World Championships as Liberty will take over Dorna, which controls that series, in a deal valued at $4.5 billion. Liberty Media will acquire 86% of MotoGP, and this deal is very interesting. People think that MotoGP is one of the most underrated, undervalued, underappreciated global sports. It's fast, it's exciting, and it is global in nature. Now Liberty will look to try to use the same playbook it used when it purchased F1 in 2016 and has grown that series. They want to use that same playbook to grow MotoGP, which many believe has a long runway ahead of it. And we will end with this. Elevate has acquired Fenway Sports Management's consulting group, and 9 executives from Fenway Sports Management will join Elevate, working out of a new Elevate office in Boston. So Elevate's brand client roster already includes Procter & Gamble and Duracell. Now it brings on clients from Fenway Sports Management's consulting group. That includes Moderna, Santander Bank, Wasabi Technologies, and Monster.com. They are brand consulting clients for Fenway Sports Management. Now they're part of Elevate. Talks between Elevate and Fenway gained momentum about 6 months ago, according to Chairman Al Guido. Allied Sports, Playfly, and Horizon Sports and Experiences were other agencies interested in acquiring Fenway Sports' management consulting group. Now that goes to Elevate. It'll be led by Elevate's Cameron Wagner. She will continue to lead Elevate's brand division. This is a big move for Elevate as it looks to get deeper into the brand consulting space. This is an important line of business that most agencies are trying and working hard to build out. So Elevate now brings on Fenway Sports Management's consulting group. And that is your Morning Buzzcast, an abbreviated Morning Buzzcast for Monday, April 1st. I'm Abe Matcor. Hope you have a great day. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you on Tuesday.